USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
435 House seats, 35 Senate seats, and 36 governor's races will be decided as the midterm elections are tomorrow. Get out and vote like your country depends on it. South Carolina GOP Senator Tim Scott on Fox News is calling on all Americans that are sick and tired of being sick and tired with Washington.
I smell desperation in the air. It's crystal clear. If we are to win the majority in the Senate, it takes every single voter in a battleground state who is sick and tired of being sick and tired, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, to show up and vote for the Republican candidate.
Taking a cue from Elon Musk at Twitter, Meta, Facebook's parent company, is planning to begin large-scale layoffs this week. Meta reported more than 87,000 employees at the end of September. Company officials told employees to cancel non-essential travel beginning this week. There will not be a Game 7. The Houston Astros won the World Series late Saturday, beating the Philadelphia Phillies in six games. Last week, three Chinese companies have been ordered by the Canadian government to sell its lithium mining assets in Canada. The Great White North has now put limits on foreign involvement in supplying critical minerals used in batteries and high-tech products. The Communist Chinese government are mining in Africa, Latin America, and Canada, and are pushing for countries to buy electric cars. The Powerball jackpot sits at a record $1.9 billion after it rolled over Saturday night because no ticket matched all six drawn numbers. Monday's drawing will be the 41st Powerball drawing since the last jackpot was won on August 3rd. That happened in Pennsylvania. Remember, only play with money you can afford to lose. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable, or you simply just don't like how it works, well, right now, during open enrollment, is a perfect time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the industry. That's double. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for 30 years. It's shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. And here's why now is the perfect time to make the switch. If you join MediShare Complete by January 1st, they will waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off your first year. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month for all of next year. But again, it's a limited time offer. So yeah, you're not stuck. You've got a great option. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get some details on tomorrow's midterm elections across the country. Tony Maruso reports from the Gulf Coast.
Election Day, Tuesday, with over 39 million ballots already cast across the country. While we may not know for several days if either party will get majority in the Senate, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu said on Face the Nation that more has to be done to get Congress working again.
Both sides of the aisle in Washington have set a horribly low expectation for Washington. I mean, think about it. They pass, one way or another, they pass a bill, Republicans or Democrats or both, and we cheer it. It's supposed to be this great, great success because they got something done.
Going into Election Day, the Senate is split at an even 50-50 with the Vice President able to cast deciding votes. In the House of Representatives, Democrats hold a small majority, but recent polling indicates that will likely change on Tuesday. From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Elon Musk has announced Twitter accounts engaging in impersonating without clearly specifying parody will be permanently suspended without warning. The self-described Hollywood D-lister, Kathy Griffin, tested Elon's new policy. She did this on Sunday and lost. Her account has been suspended after changing her screen name to Elon Musk. Early Tuesday morning, the last total lunar eclipse for a few years will be taking place. NASA says totality begins at 5:17 a.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.